The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be even handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Very specifically, Christ means perseverance in the face of adversity for his sake. I'm reminded of the first 400 years of Christianity. The first 400 years of our church, where our brothers and sisters were rounded up by the Romans and put to death, fed to lions. Something similar happened in Mexico in the 1920s. Churches were closed down, priests and bishops were forced into hiding, and one priest in particular, whose feast day we celebrate today, Blessed Miguel Pro, had a very difficult time ministering to his people during this persecution. It was dangerous for him to walk around in the open, and so what he did was he adopted disguises in order to do ministry. He would dress up. So in the middle of the night, if he had to go baptize babies or do a marriage or celebrate mass, he'd get the most tattered clothes he could find and dress himself and present himself as a beggar. And then he would go and do mass, celebrate weddings or baptisms or whatever he had to do in the middle of the night for his people. For the people in prison, he would sneak in, dressed as a security guard or as a police officer, and he would go and bring them viaticum and give them last rites. He'd hear their confessions. In all that he did, Blessed Miguel Pro was filled with joy at being able to serve both God and his neighbor. And finally, on November 23rd, 1927, after the state fabricated allegations against this holy priest, Blessed Miguel Pro was executed without trial. He died with his arms outstretched, with a rosary in one hand and a crucifix in the other, shouting, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" My brothers and sisters, this is the faith of our fathers. This is the faith that has been passed down to us over the last 2,000 years. This is our faith. And it is only through perseverance in the face of adversity for our Lord's sake that we will secure our lives and one day see God face to face.